Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. From film appearances to minor takeovers, Newport's Transporter Bridge has had a turbulent century at the heart of South Wales. Monocle's George McDonough is from the area, and he gives us a profile of the iconic structure.
It's a gloomy winter's day in the heart of Newport, South Wales. I climb on board the city's Transporter Bridge, one of only six working worldwide. An iconic site on the city's skyline, the bridge is a symbol of my hometown's industrial past. Built at the beginning of the 20th century, when Newport was much smaller, the bridge was seen as a solution to the problem many of the town's workers were facing. Newport was a busy place at the time, being Wales's largest coal-exporting port during the 19th century. And because of that, industry was fast expanding on the east side of the river. But the population were mainly based on the west side, which meant that it was a four-mile walk to work. A ferry was in operation, but the ever-changing tide meant that this was not a safe way to get to work. There had been a number of fatal accidents. A solution was needed. The engineer for the area, Robert Haynes, had heard of some new bridge designs being built on the continent, the Transporter Bridge. He sent the local council to visit the newly built Transporter Bridge in Rouen, in France. They were so inspired by the design, they decided to ask French engineer Ferdinand Audenon to bring it across the channel to Wales. The design was chosen because the riverbanks are very low at the crossing point, which is slightly south of the city centre. A normal bridge would need a very long ramp to get high enough for ships to pass under, and a ferry couldn't be used during low tide. It was a clever design solution to a complicated problem. Work began in 1902, and the bridge was opened after 4 years of work. It has tall twin towers on either side of the river that reach nearly 250 feet up into the air. Suspended between these two towers is a sky blue gondola that travels above the water. It can carry up to 6 cars and 120 passengers. Like a spiderweb, the iron poles weave in and out of each other, all overlooked by a small ticket house, painted in the gondola's sky blue. Now, this symbol of Newport has not been without its controversies. It was early in the morning on the 30th of August, 1984. The bridge was open as usual, ferrying people across the bridge like any other day. That all changed in a heartbeat. At around 9 a.m, a group of miners hijacked the gondola and ordered the driver to go to the east bank. From there, more miners boarded in a minibus with a stove, food and sleeping bags. They had enough food to last for 2 weeks, according to an official. It took until 10:45 at night for the police to arrive in force. They eventually moved in on the motor house and arrested 40 of the miners. From there, they were able to override the controls and bring the bridge back to the bank. Crisis averted. The next day, the transporter, this time quiet and graceful, continued to take passengers and cars across the River Usk as if nothing had happened. And just a year after that takeover, the bridge was shut down due to wear and tear. £3 million was then spent on the bridge to help repair it, and it reopened 10 years later. This didn't last too long, though, as the bridge was closed again not long after the turn of the millennium. It was then refurbished, thanks to the Welsh Government, and reopened in the July of 2010, in time for Newport to host the Ryder Cup. It has been operational, barring one small closure, ever since. The bridge has been the star of the screen as well. It was the setting for some scenes in the British crime drama film Tiger Bay, filmed in the late 1950s. It also featured in an early scene of the experimental film The Other Side of the Underneath by Jane Arden. After over 100 years at the heartbeat of the city, it's important that the bridge will be there for future generations to enjoy. It has operated at a loss ever since it opened, so creative ways are needed to make sure it doesn't disappear. There are plans to try and secure World Heritage Site status for it, and bids are in to secure more funding to help with the upkeep of the bridge. And it also raises money by giving those that love heights the chance to walk across the very top of it, nearly over 200 feet above the water. Not for the faint-hearted. And if that wasn't daring enough, you can zip line down the side. An imposing and iconic structure on the riverside, Newport Transporter Bridge reminds us of the stories of yesterday, inspires the residents of today, and will hopefully stick around to be enjoyed by the people of tomorrow. For Monocle 24, I'm George McDonagh.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to George McDonagh for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Rabello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.